Books on Tape presents The Likeability Factor by Tim Sanders. Read by Stephen Hoy. Introduction. In the spring of 2002, Don Anthony, known as the Don of morning show radio disc jockeys, asked me to give a speech at an annual boot camp conference for DJs. The topic? How to get people to like you. Don came up with the idea because, he explained, morning show personalities aren't always likable people off the air. Their fans may love them, but their co-workers don't. They have a tendency to burn bridges with their sales and production staffs and to fight with their station managers. Such behavior is generally written off as prima donna star syndrome, but Don thought that for many of these DJs it had the potential to become a huge liability. The subject interested me so much that I immediately rolled up my sleeves and dug into the assignment. What an interesting audience to address. As for any new presentation, I planned to do as much research as possible. Don had given me a list of people I could interview, so I picked up the phone and got to work. One of my first conversations was with a radio personality named Jimbo, with whom the subject of likability immediately resonated. Our long talk soon shifted from his radio audience to his concern about just one person, his morning show partner, Michael Diamond. Michael's real name is Mikey Wills, but when he became a shock jock, he selected Michael as his professional on-air name because he figured no one would be afraid of a guy named Mikey. He added the name Diamond because it sounded good, and soon enough, Michael Diamond was a well-known on-air schmuck. He quickly became effective in his new unlikable role.